AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Switzerland's president is praising a deal by Swiss banking giant UBS to buy rival bank Credit Suisse for $3 billion. But it's not a bailout. Swiss finance minister Karin Keller-Sutter says it was orchestrated to prevent further global banking failures.
The bankruptcy of Credit Suisse would have had a huge collateral damage on the Swiss financial market, also a risk of contagion for UBS and other banks, and also internationally.
Here in the U.S., the Federal Reserve is investigating the collapse of two big banks, including Silicon Valley Bank. But Face the Nation economics producer Richard Escobedo says there were warning signs here.
In December, for example, SVB reported to the SEC that it had no interest rate hedges on its massive bond portfolio. Then in March, the San Francisco Fed noted that the banks in that district had the, quote, largest pace of decline in withdrawals in the country, perhaps due to higher exposure to accounts exceeding that $250,000 threshold, those unsecured deposit accounts.
The Fed's findings on Silicon Valley could come as soon as May 1st. Alcohol sales are over and a curfew is set to start in a few hours following two deadly shootings in Miami Beach. Mayor Dan Gelber says spring break crowds have been overwhelming.
While most may come here to enjoy the amenities of Miami Beach, the overwhelming volume of visitors, the few that come with bad intentions, and the presence of guns creates a wholly intolerable situation.
And that curfew could continue next weekend. Out west, more rainstorms are in the forecast this week, bringing more flooding rain and even snow to California. CBS's Len Ramirez is in LA.
The new storms come as Yosemite is set to reopen. Earlier damage shut down the park for nearly a month. California's reservoirs are filling up. The dramatic turnaround in water levels has ended years of drought for nearly half the state.
Former President Trump expects to be arrested this week.
At issue is the investigation in New York over hush money payments when Trump was first running for office. Former Vice President Pence responded to the possible charges.
Feels like a politically charged prosecution here.
On ABC, Pence also said he's not concerned about Trump's call for his supporters to protest.
The American people have a constitutional right to peaceably assemble.
Trump supporters who protested and also stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6th shouted, "Hang Mike Pence." Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Mr. Trump also told supporters on Truth Social that even if he's indicted, he will continue campaigning for 2024. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We'll be right back. then, Dimitri, you know how we've always talked about the possibility of something going wrong with the bomb. The bomb, Dimitri. The hydrogen bomb.
Kicking off Max Inc. Heavy with a double dip of the Skin Tones. That is H-Bomb on Max Inc. Heavy, a classic track from the Skin Tones there. Played in America before that. That's brand new Skin Tones from their new album, Coming to Collect. That CD release party is happening March 31st at the High Noon Saloon with the Pimps. Congratulations to the Skin Tones. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy, everybody. I'm Jimmy K. Rocker will be by shortly. Original local music from Wisconsin, focusing on the hard rock, punk, and metal scene. The Faith Hills Have Eyes. They're stopping by the studio. They have a brand new CD out. It's called The Riff Element. It's really good. Their CD release show is coming up. We'll have all the details and the fun chat coming up after 10:30 tonight. Essential Last Crack at 11 today. We were just talking about the Pimps, and they are hanging it up. After, what, 25 years of making music? They're hanging it up. They're calling it quits. They had a show last night in Rock for St. Paddy's Day. They're going to be back in Madison March 31st at the High Noon Saloon, opening up for the Skin Tones for the CD release party. Here are the Pimps from their album, To a Cool Person. This is Something on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
It's an unconscious motion all the way down by the pound. The shit you read about a nice round figure. Anyone can figure out and everything's for nothing if you're willing to try. Gotta make an even dude, you gotta try to stay high. Cause everybody is in on something now. You gotta find out who, you gotta find out who and what it is. I know you feel me right now, cause everybody is in on something now. You gotta find out who and what it is.
scared to hustle by myself. I don't trust having associates. I keep appearances below the line of minimum. Lay into them, get into them, but only for an interim. Intent and purpose is a motivation on the fish. I hope nobody notices, hope nobody cares. Cause everybody is in no something yet. You gotta find out who, you gotta find out who and what it is. I know you feel me right now, cause everybody is in no something yet. You gotta find out who and what it is. What it is.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. Heavy with Faster, Faster, Faster. from their Rabbit Hole EP, that was Nag Champa. They're going to play a show at Kochansky's on April 7th with Anna's Obvious and The Uncomfortable Moments, Peach Vomit, and the West Nile Crows. Again, that's at Kochansky's in Milwaukee, April 7th. Stick around. The Faith Hills Have Eyes. We're stopping by the studio after 10:30 tonight. I've got new music on the way from Looks Can Kill, and we'll find a way to play some Whiskey Pig so it doesn't get me fired off the air. New music from 20 Minute Mission now. Their new album is called Destrium, recorded at Megatone Studios. It's out at the end of March. Their first single is out right now. Here's brand new music from 20 Minute Mission. It's called Room 8 on Maxine Kevy. We are local music.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Maxine Kevy with The Gusto from their 2010 EP. That's the song The Plot. Brand New Looks Can Kill before that. Their song Brainwashed. That's from the new album Turn to Stone. They're going to be up in Neenah, Wisconsin on April 29th, in Milwaukee on May 20th, and they'll be at Maybash on May 27th. That's up in Ryle, Wisconsin. Their next Madison show is Snotfest, July 22nd here in Madison. Coming up here, the Faith Hills Have Eyes. They're going to come in, have a chat about their new album, and we'll hear all about their CD release show. Maxine Kevy is presented by Ignite Glass and Gifts. For glass, gifts, and vape, shop igniteglassandgifts.com. And by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find out more at movetomadison.com. That's movetomadison.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. As promised, I found some Whiskey Pig to play on the radio for you. It's pushing the boundaries. We'll see what happens. This is Tom Waits on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. Inc. Radio presents Bomblastica 2023. It's Max Inc.'s 27-year anniversary party, and you're invited. Bomblastica at the Wisco on Willie Street, Saturday, April 15th. Max Inc. Radio's Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr will broadcast live 6 to 9 p.m. Then live music from Eclipse record recording artist Carbellion. With special guest, Milwaukee's Wizard Hammer. And Mad City's own hard rockers, Iron Plow. It's Bomblastica 2023, Saturday, April 15th at the Wisco in Madison. Sponsored by Rocker Vodka and Hotel K Pet City. Presented by Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This is Hammer, mortgage originator with Provisor. Get your financing game on before you jump into the open house market. Join me at Weichert Realtors Lake Point 8 to 10 every Saturday and Sunday morning in March. Enjoy donuts from Zippy Lube, coffee from Forward Craft and Coffee, and let's talk financing strategy. It's an open house tailgate party at Weichert Lake Point 2045 Atwood Avenue. Visit MadisonOpenHouse.com for more info. Provisor Inc., NMLS ID 1802853, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Suddenly, my quarterback is the number one trending topic. Why, you might ask, is Aaron Rodgers trending on Twitter? He's out this game. He's got COVID-19. And to my perception, he freaking lied to us, man. I'm very frustrated that he is not eligible to play this Sunday, especially when you find out your quarterback is a half a Trumpster. And he claims, I'm not a flat earther, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I just play one in the NFL. That pisses me off, man. I was going to bet on that team. Maybe. New time, 3 to 6 p.m. And Dom.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
What's up?
Sink Heavy with the Faith Hills Have Eyes. That's their brand new album called The Riff Element. Awesome, awesome song. Rocker, we call it Max Sink Heavy for bands like the Faith Hills Have Eyes.
Jimmy, the Faith Hills Have Eyes are musical brutality with twists. They will venture down every avenue of rock, metal, and much more, and the Faith Hills Have Eyes break cliches while embracing them sincerely. In the studio with us right now, Gordon, Aaron, and Goat from the Faith Hills Have Eyes. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy.
Hello, thank you for having us.
You're beautiful metal people.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Hey, before we jump into it, tell us about this last the song we just heard, the title track to the album.
The Riff Element was essentially trying to one-up each other while we were writing. Our old drummer, 3, 4, 9 drummers ago, said that it wasn't technical enough, it wasn't heavy enough, needed to get better. So I just wrote faster, harder, and he started to hate me.
And I would say we've had 4 drummers in the making of this album. Gone through that many, there's the Spinal Tap for you. And it was always a doozy of a song for them to have to do. But our new drummer, Brian Martinez, he likes to open and warm up with this song. So I think we're on the right track.
It used to be the litmus test if someone could come and play in the band. And he just showed up day one. He's like, you guys ready? Ready to go? All right.
That's the audition song. Hey, for our listeners who might not be familiar with The Faith Hills Have Eyes, tell us a little bit about your band.
Well, we really, truly love all kinds of music, and we can't ever decide exactly what we want to do. But it all comes into like a focus of we've all loved heavy music ever since we were young. Death metal, thrash metal, new stuff, old stuff, it all had to come in. It all went into the kitchen sink, too. It's there.
As far as the songwriting, what kind of material is your title, you know, or I guess what is the material that you write about most often that identifies your band?
The lyrics are quite different than the titles, and that's the thing. We usually just laugh at practice, and we have all these ridiculous titles, but I spend a lot of time on the lyrics, and I always have in older bands, so it's kind of funny that people pay more attention to the songs that have the most ridiculous titles. And that's cool, because maybe they don't care as much about the lyrical content, but I definitely spend a lot of time on it, but it's just the titles that make us laugh the most, and I kind of make it somehow work in my brain that it applies to my lyrics.
And what's the trigger to the lyrics that you come up with?
Well, there's always a constant search for individuality amongst capitalistic structure and moneyed structures. And then there's also, with that fun stuff, there's drugs and sex and mortality.
Okay, so now let's get back on track, and I'm going to be very blunt. Who the hell are you guys? No one knows who the Faith Hills Have Eyes are. When did you start? What did you do? How did you get to be in front of me?
Well, now it's like 13, 14 years ago. I met Aaron working at the record store downtown, and I pestered him all the time saying, I got riffs for a band. We should name the band the Faith Hills of Eyes. And because I just thought it was funny to smash two things together. I think I saw in the record store, Hills Have Eyes right next to Faith Hill, and I'm like, that's pretty good.
It was originally going to be a grind band, grindcore band for fun, because we were both in other bands. But yeah. Then I heard his riffs, and I'm like, these riffs are amazing. And again, I didn't think it did fit any style. So that bio you talked about is really old, but it still really applies, because I think our music keeps changing and evolving over these years. Sincerely, like in different dynamics, because if we go extremely heavy, then we want the rock and roll part. If we do the rock and roll, we want to go somewhere else. But back to your point, yeah, we formed this as a side band, and then it became our main band because the songs were damn good, and we stayed together. When did you join Goat?
The Goat. When did the Goat come on?
Man, I think I came in.
What does the Goat play?
Guitar. So co-guitarist. Man, 7 years ago, 8 years ago now?
It feels like it was yesterday, but time has become a fluid concept.
Yeah, it sure has.
So
yeah.
You guys have been around for a while.
So for all the members, our only second guitarist ever.
Yeah. So was let's go back wisdom. Then to your drummers.
Yeah.
How do you, I mean, I know one of them passed. But you've went through several drummers.
Our bass player passed, but the drummer struggle has been very real. We started with Nick Bartley years and years ago. He was one of the three major catalysts to this unfortunate event. And he's a great guy, but he ended up moving to California. And we had Paul Kennedy, then Paul Lang. We had a thing with Pauls for a while. And
we were going to say everyone had to be named Paul, but we changed that rule for Brian. Everyone was going to have to be named Paul to be our drummer, but we switched that for Brian. He was so good.
Yeah, Brian was pretty good. And for a long time, I've wanted to reach out to Brian Martinez because I've loved his work in bands like Twitchard, Kill Jr.
Yeah.
And
in my opinion, he's one of the best drummers in Madison.
He's ludicrous.
Sorry, Rocker.
Hey, that's where I get my drumsticks, man. He's great because he also plays with the Packers marching band.
He does, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he does the drum line for that, and I think another one in Illinois as well, yeah. in his off time. I think he's only in 7 or 12 bands.
When he's not drumming, he likes to drum.
He's a Bear fan, big time, but he drums for the Packers, you know? Hey, real quick, I mean, you guys have the horrible knowledge of losing a member of your band. I mean, talk about what that did to the guys, to the nucleus of the band.
It was really devastating. I remember, actually... the whole album kind of, there was a big period where we were right about to record and it was always kind of just out of reach. We were right about to start. We're going to get in the studio. We're going to demo everything up. And really the last thing I got to say to Woody before he passed was, I'll see you Tuesday.
Yeah.
Let's get this thing knocked out. So it was painful at the time, not being able to get everything onto tape, I guess, digital, mm-hmm. whatever, yeah. But not having it in some sort of format that could be shared with people and experienced by other people. It's now it's like closure to know that the work is done and all of the work he did in the band has been done justice now.
Do you feel that, you know, obviously this album is going to be part of them and a remembrance of your bandmate?
Inside the inlay, there actually is a tribute to him as well. And it says eternal energy in the lyrics. I actually decided for my Bong Wanderer's Blood to just go a scream that actually says Woody, and we put eternal energy in the lyrics. But I just tried it, and that's the first take. We could never do another better one. We kind of looked at each other afterwards like it was wild. And
that's track 4 on the album that you're talking about.
And then we made lyric videos for all these, and in Dio de Janeiro, Larry King, The Punishment Due, the dot dot dot.
Some of those, I have to admit, there's some of the more creative song titles that I've seen on the album. We have track 2 is Obama's and the Papas, and Dolly Parton, but like Dolly, like Salvador Dali. Right, and Whitney Houston, We Have a Problem. Where do you guys come up with these names?
We just answered that. It's for the people that don't pay attention to lyrics.
It's a rhetorical question.
It's just that they got to be funny. Yeah, we got to mix it. We're going to start throwing Larry King into more. We have a new one, Danzig with Myself. I'm proud of for that, for the new stuff coming up. But in the lyric video for Dio de Janeiro, the chorus shows Woody. We included him in that because he always sang that chorus with me, and so even though he's not in the band now, he is in that lyric video for those parts as well.
Yeah, you know, his passing was really difficult on me personally. We shared the same side of the stage every show we played, every rehearsal. We were right beside each other, running into each other, tripping over each other, hitting each other in the head at times with bass headstock. So you know, it was a devastating loss, but I think I speak for all of us. We're extremely proud and happy we were able to finish the album and kind of bring his honor in that format, so it's there forever.
I think it's admirable that you guys were able to pull together and get the album done, you know, continue the band, you know what I mean?
Oh, for sure.
Some bands would, you know, probably just give up at that point in time because the loss would be just too much. And that's absolutely fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's good that you guys were able to do it.
And even if he can't corporally be in the band, we always feel like his spirit and what we do. And also, it kind of feels a little, it's not doing him service to talk about it so seriously because The dude was like the life of the party,
yeah,
always laughing. I mean, he fit in with us since day one because we're always like, that's where the song titles come from. That's where the energy for doing everything is. It's always been about, we want to make great art. We want to make something that we want to hear ourselves. And at the end of the day, we want to have a great time with each other.
We have Goat, Gordon, and Aaron here from the Faith Hills Have Eyes. The CD release show for the Riff album is coming up at the High Noon Saloon, March 23rd. It's here in Madison. If you're outside, if you're listening to us like in Oshkosh or Green Bay or something like that, you should definitely make a trip down to Madison for this show if you like metal. Give us the elevator speech for this CD, why people should come to the show and buy the CD.
We're going to play this CD album in order, one time only at this show. And some of these songs are so old, they might not stay in the set. But this album is an actual journey, I would say. It's diverse. It starts off extremely heavy with the riff element and keeps taking you different places, all in the realm of metal and rock. And for the show itself, the openers are amazing. There's Whiskey Pig are coming out of retirement for this.
Wow.
I know, right?
Let's talk about exactly. Whiskey Pig for just a second here, okay?
I hadn't heard that yet.
Again, talk about the life of the party.
And we can't swear on this radio show, but you know their slogan? I really want to shout it right now.
You got to come to the show to hear it.
You mean, oh, heck yeah?
Oh, that's it. Oh, heck yeah. Heck yeah.
And there's Without Waves. They're on Prosthetic Records, actually, and they're based out of Chicago. They're incredible. Really excited to see them. It was one of my favorite albums of last year. They put out called Comedian. Okay. And Endswell are a new band, blowing up on Instagram and things much cooler than I am on.
Yeah, we need the young people to come and show us if we're still doing it right. Did we lose the script? Did we lose the track?
Did you see the article?
They've at least seen Endswell.
Did you see the article from Jamie Lee Curtis today about encouraging bands to play matinee shows? Would you be okay with that, playing like a
huge fan?
Yeah,
huge fan.
Because we're the old people here.
Well, with Iron Plow, right? We say we don't play late, we don't play long, we don't play fast.
I love it. I love it. Even shows moving back, they're like, it's done at 10. I'm like, that's so nice.
Yeah.
I just time my drinking around where we play and just tell me the time.
The Faith Hills Have Eyes, March 23rd, the High Noon Saloon. Beside the CD release show, what else is on the calendar for you guys?
We're kind of popping up everywhere now, all over, well, Wisconsin and the tri-state area.
Okay. Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois.
We have our fingers in many sinister soups, but for now, we're definitely going to hit Janesville in May. We're going to hit
Portage, Wisconsin.
Sweet, sweet Portage.
Is that 301 up there?
Yeah. Well, you better believe it is.
Yeah. Okay. Give those guys a shout out.
We will hit the other states, though. It's going to happen.
So, obviously, all the dates are probably on your website. Facebook media, Faith Hills Have Eyes, just search for that. I know you're on Facebook. You got a .com.
We do not, and we also encourage going to our band camp.
Yes, there you go.
Those the downloads of the songs there are even higher quality, and you can follow us there.
We're going to play Gigolo Wild Wild Wings.
Juggalo Wild Wings.
Juggalo, excuse me. See?
Such important song titles.
Juggalo Wild Wings. Tell me about this song here.
This is another one of those, we want to come in, hit them hard. It's a lot of good chugging right off the bat, a lot of dissonance, and then right into fun, melodic, catchy middle choruses.
You're a pro at it.
And I kind of say, I thought about the internet a bit with this, and that's all I'll say. And I like having some, I have some questions, and there's some nice, I like the throat. I think the lyrics are a little different in the mosh part, throwdown part, but... can hear them for yourself and watch that lyric video. Hey,
those lyric videos are pretty cool, especially with metal, because sometimes sometimes when you're growling and screaming, it's, what do you say there?
That is really why I wanted them. And considering, believe it or not, not everyone plays CDs anymore.
Yeah,
who knew?
Yeah, we call it hollering.
I just got a cassette not too long ago.
Those are back. It all comes back around.
We're back in the 80s, bro. Hey, guys, thank you so
Except
much.
Except for A-Track.
Right. Oh, we want it.
New album out on A-Track.
We need the A-Track back. Thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate you guys.
Thank you so much for having us.
It's Faith Hills Have Eyes on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
So is a fall. Why did we let
Maxine Kevy with The Faith Hills Have Eyes. That is brand new music. It's called Juggalo Wild Wings. That's the last track on the new album, The Riff Element. Thank you so much to Goat, Gordon, and Aaron for coming in tonight, sharing the awesome news about The Faith Hills Have Eyes. Don't forget the show is happening. The CD release show is happening March 23rd. That's next Thursday here at the High Noon Saloon in Madison. It's going to be a really good show. It's going to be with Whiskey Pig. Lots of loud music. It's metal. Stick around. Essential Last Crack is coming up after 11 o'clock tonight. Plus, we're just going to jam out next hour. It's Maxine Kevy. We are local music.
Got a problem with Maxine Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion on Maxine Radio. Radio for the people.
Hey, this is Goat from the Faith Hills Have Eyes. You are listening to Maxine Heavy. We are local music.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band formed outside of school? Then Rock On Sin wants you. All genres of music invited. Rock, reggae, rap, jazz, country. Whatever style you play, this is the only program of its kind in the country. Check out rockonsin.org for more information. Registration is free, but you'll need to sign your band up by April 30th. You could win cool Shure mic gear, Blast House Studios recording time, and 2023 Summerfest showcase gigs. Check out rockonsin.org. That's rockonsin.org. Like Rock Onsin on Facebook, follow on Instagram and TikTok. Rock Onsin is brought to you by the Nicholas Family Foundation and made possible by the support of the Madison Area Music Association and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Rock Onsin, youth garage bands rockin' Wisconsin.
This is Rocker, and I bet you didn't know I was a realtor. Come down to my open house tailgate party, 8 to 10 Saturday and Sunday mornings in March at Weikert Realtors Lake Point. Enjoy donuts from Zippy Lube and coffee from Ford Craft and Coffee, and let's talk strategy before you head into battle. Find your glory, create a battle plan. Enjoy coffee and donuts every Saturday and Sunday morning in March at Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find us on Facebook or weikert-lakepoint.com.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.